Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai. And in this episode, I want to talk about having a net worth goal before having children, because children create a lot of stress, a lot of exhaustion, a lot of anxiety, also a lot of joy, but a lot of tension in a relationship. So we've all heard the stats that divorce rates are around 50%. We also know that children require care. So childcare costs can range anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000 a month, or oftentimes, one spouse gives up his or her job to the tune of, let's say, $30,000 to $300,000 a year. And these are real costs that have real burdens on families. I know plenty of families who have broken up because of monetary issues. And what a shame, because we all know that having two stable, happy parents in a relationship is probably what's best for a kid. Well, it's certainly better than two fighting parents, and it's better, I think, than one single parent who has to juggle work and childcare as well, because we all know it's hard enough being a present parent and doing a good job to make some money. So I would like everyone to think about having a net worth goal before having children. If this happens, I think there's going to be many more stable households, much happier kids, and much less stressed out parents. So the budget route for each child is around $250,000 for 18 years. The expensive coastal city route is closer to $1 million to raise a kid to 18 years. And if your kid goes to college and expects you to pay for the 4 years, that's another, let's say, $100,000 to $400,000 in today's dollars. And then if your kid expects you to pay for his or her Mercedes, BMW, and starter home because they just can't as an adult, you've got to fork out another $200,000 to maybe $2 million. So let's be clear here. Yes, it is kind of ridiculous that parents are paying for their adult children to drive cars and buy homes, but that's kind of the state of the way things are now because things are so expensive. So I wanted to reflect on whether my goals in my 20s were reasonable goals now that I'm a 40-year-old father. So my three goals were essentially, one, to have $1 million net worth, own a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house in a safe neighborhood. I mean, safe neighborhood's important, right? Because your kids are just running around. And 3 bedrooms is important because, you know, there's one room for the kid, one room for you, and one room so you can get away as an office or as a guest bedroom. And then 3, be in a stable career by 30, or at least be on the right track. I think now as an older fella, I think these goals were reasonable, but I'm not quite so sure about the $1 million net worth goal. This number came to my mind because I was speaking to a first-year analyst fellow friend of mine at Goldman Sachs in Manhattan, where he went to prep school and then he went to Yale. So he told me this was his goal. So I figured, hey, we're in expensive Manhattan. I guess that sounds as good of a net worth goal as any. So I stuck with it. And because I had this goal implanted in my head at the age of 22, I really just focused on my career and on saving and investing as much as possible for the first 10 years of my life. There was no time for family. I didn't remember thinking once in my 20s that I really wish I had a kid. I thought, well, okay, maybe a kid would be nice one day, but I didn't think, oh, in my 20s, I'm going to have one. All I thought about was, how much money am I going to make? Am I going to get promoted? Am I going to climb the corporate ladder? All this stuff that I think most normal college postgraduate people do, but I think maybe I was too focused on that. And now that I'm a father, I have some regret. I think how crazy it would have been not to have my son. I wish I hadn't focused so hard on my career so I could have had him sooner. I had him at 39 years old and, let's say, 10 months. I wish I had him at around 36, 37 at the latest. And here's a very important point I want to share with all expecting parents. Given your kid will be one of the people you love most in your life, if not the most in your life, you will naturally wish you had him or her for a greater percentage of your life. My net worth goal was one reason why I delayed getting married until I was 31. It was just in my head. I didn't feel financially stable enough to support a family which had a child and a non-working spouse. I just thought this was the default scenario. I didn't really think, well, we can make it work if my spouse also worked. I mean, there's such a thing called daycare. There's such a thing called let's take a break for 1 or 2 years and switch on and off. And there's such a thing about, you know, one person running an online business while one other person has a full-time job so we can have healthcare. There are many permutations of being able to support a family. And I was really just one-tracked. Because the thing is, there was no way I wanted to go into marriage without a strong feeling of financial security. And because I had been thinking $1 million for so long, that's what I felt was necessary for financial security. You have to remember that at age 28, I had assumed a massive $1.3 million mortgage because that's what it took to finally buy a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath house in San Francisco back in 2005. That was goal number two. And as a second-year VP, I had also taken on a lot more client responsibility, which meant a lot more stress to perform. You know, every quarter, how did you do with your clients? Did you generate enough revenue? You know, the banking business, equities business, sales and trading, these are really high-pressured businesses. You can't really just chill and relax, otherwise you're going to get fired or you're going to get docked a lot of pay. And your bonus oftentimes was a significant, if not majority, portion of your total compensation. And then, of course, in 2008, 2009, the financial crisis hit, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. I'm now really feeling insecure. But the funny thing about the financial crisis is that I don't have many bad memories of that time period. Yes, I remember a couple people getting let go, but the memory that sticks out the most is my wife and I getting married on our favorite beach in Oahu with a ukulele player singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow to a 16-person wedding with a nice breeze. And it was just lovely, lovely. I told myself, I figured, well, I'd waited long enough to try to build wealth, and losing lots of wealth made me want to hold on to the very person who was there since the beginning. We had met in college, and she had ridden the entire wave with me, and I rode the wave with her. And I was like, you know what? Hey, financial crisis, let's just get married. Let's have a good time and appreciate each other even more. So the bottom line is, looking back, having a $1 million net worth goal before having children was unnecessary. My parents raised my sister and I just fine without being millionaires. Why the hell did I ever think that I needed $1 million to be a competent father? Well, it's due to peer pressure because I was working in banking and living in an expensive city, and the high cost of trying to achieve just a middle-class lifestyle in an expensive coastal city. So be careful about letting other people's lifestyles influence your own, including mine. If you look at the fertility rates in the past 10 years, 20 years, it's going down. And the reason why it's going down partly is because the cost of living is skyrocketing. People are delaying getting married. They want to work on their careers. And you know what? How are you going to afford to raise a family if you can't even afford to buy your own house? So, given child raising is really expensive and difficult, I do think, though, it is important to get your financial house in order before having children, because it truly is going to be one of the hardest things you'll ever do. It's the most rewarding thing you'll ever do, but you'll be constantly tired, you're going to be worried, you're going to be stressed, and you lose your alone time and also romance time, frankly, right? It's just you guys and the baby is always going to come first, probably for at least 5 to 10 years. Plenty of couples divorce after having kids, even though they know happily staying together is best for the people they love the most. They couldn't do it, and therefore, it should give you some clues as to how difficult raising a child is. Given I believe the ideal age to have children based on biological and economic reasons is in your early 30s, specifically about 32, let's look at my handy-dandy net worth chart from the post to see what a more practical net worth target should be before having children. And if you look at the post, the ultimate goal is to have a multiple of income of 20 times to equal your net worth before you can claim financial independence. So yeah, some versions are 20 times your expenses at a minimum, your annual expenses at a minimum, but I say you need 20x your average annual gross income in net worth to feel finally like you can leave everything behind. So the chart at age 30, the multiple is 2 times your annual gross income as a net worth target. And at age 35, it's 5 times your annual gross income as a net worth target. Therefore, a suggested net worth target of between 2 to 3 times your annual gross income before having a baby today sounds about right. Take a moment to take your current gross annual income, multiply it by 2 and then by 3, and see if that makes sense. For example, let's say two of you make $50,000 a year and live in San Antonio. Having a combined net worth of between $200,000 and $300,000 will give you some breathing room in case one parent often wants to take a 3 to 5 year hiatus from work so that they can, you know, save on childcare, take the best care of your child possible before preschool or kindergarten. The median priced home in San Antonio, Texas is $205,000. So $200,000 to $300,000 net worth on a combined $100,000 income sounds about right. If two of you are making $150,000 a year and live in San Francisco, having a $600,000 to $900,000 combined net worth in your early 30s will allow you to consider paying $20,000 a year for elementary school just in case your child doesn't get placed at your local public school due to the lottery system. We have a system where even if you pay $15,000 a year in property taxes, there's no guarantee your kid can go to the local public school because we're trying to social engineer the city and we have people coming from all over, busing across all over to go to school. It's kind of ridiculous, frankly, but that's just the way it is. And the median priced home in San Francisco is $1.5 million, so your net worth is about half that. And if you're a single parent making $250,000 a year and live in Manhattan, New York, having a $500,000 to $750,000 net worth might be necessary because you can't give up your job. You need to hire someone full-time to take care of your child. That, or hopefully you can get your relatives, more specifically your parents, to come over and move and provide for some free support. The median price condo in Manhattan is around $1.3 million. And if you're looking to have more than one child, well, just continue to follow the gross income multiples in the chart by age. The minimum it takes to have another child is usually at least 1 year, and doctors recommend spacing the child out between 18 months to 3.5 to 4 years for optimal health. Hey, that's not me saying, it's what the books and the doctors are saying. So if you just don't feel fiscally responsible enough to have a net worth target before children, then consider moving to the heartland of America, which is my investment thesis over the next 10 to 20 years, where the cost of living is so much more affordable. And thanks to technology, you don't have to pay ridiculous amounts on rent or buying a house or paying tuition. It's so much better, I think, for family to live in a more affordable environment, and it's much less stressful. So having a child helps crystallize the value of home ownership even more. When you have a child in school, you don't want to be at the mercy of a mercurial landlord. Imagine having to move mid-school year. That sucks. That's terrible. You want a house where you can know that long-term, nobody's going to kick you out if you continue to pay your mortgage or you pay your property taxes. This stability is key, and money is also a part of that stability formula. The more stable your environment, the less likelihood for conflict and divorce. Money will always be one of the top stressors in a relationship. Please know this. Even I feel money strain sometimes, and it just doesn't feel really good. And this is after spending years and years building passive income, and I have online income, and we save around 50% of our after-tax income. But I still feel it. I feel it probably once a week or once every 2 weeks when my wife is ordering something else on Amazon Prime, and I'm thinking, maybe we don't need that. We only have so big of a house. Let's kind of settle things down here. So whoever you are, you're always going to feel some type of money stress, and you want to therefore minimize that money stress because children are really going to take up a lot of your time and energy. You most certainly can rent and have a lower net worth before having children, as many people do. I'm just trying to provide a financial guideline to help give couples who want children a better chance to survive the chaos. The chaos is real, folks. Nobody can really prepare you for how your life will change. It's really, really difficult for the first couple of years. And if you have a lot of money tension, well, it's going to tear apart even the strongest of relationships, and that's not good for your kids. Providing for a family and being a present parent is already hard enough. Let's not add excessive money worries into the equation. Thanks so much, everybody. I'd love to hear your thoughts on whether you had any kind of goals before having children. And also, what are the downsides of having such goals before having children? People have so far mentioned the cost of infertility is very, very expensive. I absolutely agree with that. IUI can cost $700 to $1,600 per session. IVF can cost anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 per session. Hopefully your company will pay for it, but many companies do not. And then of course, the delay in time in having children. Being an older parent is more difficult than being a younger parent, but maybe not, right? If you're an older parent, you're more stable, you have your household together. And when you're a younger parent, well, there's a lot of moving parts. You might change jobs more frequently, you're probably earning less, you have less savings, and you're less secure about your future. So all these equations kind of wrap up into many different outcomes. And I just want people to think and plan ahead before having children. Thank you.